Blog Talk Radio.
Change. I love to hear it. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, listening to the Blog Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Manoeuvred Sinner. Well, I don't have anything else to do besides pay attention to what is in this world as history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, a record of the past. It is just amazing that we have an astonishing world being on the planet Earth. It's more than, you know, we don't have anything to justify ourselves about besides coming to this, what I would call experience, to see the glory of the elements that we are able to participate in. I think about the way life condition is and the many things that are there for us to think about. Because life is life is cause of what is placed here to affect life. The possibility of enjoying life. And we did not create those things. I don't see anything else to do besides identify the things that are good. And as you can see, the lower animals, if you look at the animal kingdom and see the kind of life they live, is basically looking for some other animals to eat. The lion seemed to not eat anything but another species of animals. And look, and what do you see the white people do? They do the same thing. Except that they're not eating the flesh of another species. But they steal what the other species has without any apology. If you read a world history textbook, it's not like reading the Bible. Look, dump the Bible, especially, I don't mean, you know, it's 66 books, therefore, yeah, you know, I have to go into like an explanation when I talk negatively about the Bible. It's not that I am wrong to talk about the Bible negative things, but I will have to do the stipulation that the Bible is called an anthology. It's not one author wrote what is in there. So therefore, to say that the Bible is the word of God is just not right. Word of what God? An intangible, never existed God. Because God of the Bible don't exist at all. And it is used by the white people. And when you read about the white people, then you realize that, you know what? The world is legitimate. It is authentic. We live on the planet. But what happened to the condition of life that we are supposed to identify and observe? We're not doing that now. And you can live on this planet and you are as full as animals that, you know, have mental problems. Because the most indecent things are done by white people. It's not a joke. And the reason why they are causing trouble here, only history tells us why. History tells us where they, how they evolve. Now, you know, if you say, who created the universe? You know, you better not say it's God. Because, explain what is a valid when you say, God, what makes what you say valid mean true? Can you tell me, you as a Christian, what difference are you to me who was brought up in church with the God who make Adam and Eve in a garden? You are a Christian today, right? Do you know anything to be true about that? Or you believe it to be true? Only believe it to be true, right? Well, that's what I did too, from age 7 till I'm over 50. I believe it was true. But now, those were the days when I didn't read to understand what I believe. You see what I mean? A lot of things have happened on earth that we are supposed to read the world history textbook and know them. And we don't. And why we don't? Things have happened that prevents us. And then this is very lethal, unfortunate thing is that we will live our life believing the wrong things. Things we never have knowledge of. I can tell you, I want to progress until I can't go any further. I want to be perfect as I can. And I realize it's difficult to become perfect. Except you say, well, from the instance of time, you make up your mind to be as perfect as you can. You begin to, like, go against the grain. And I think there are a number of people who try to be as perfect as they can and just fail. Just fail. Like, as almost generally fail. Because it's difficult to get there after you've been taught a whole bunch of nonsense. You're contaminated mentally. And though you are seeing the possibility of how to develop a better you, it's not easy to do. Because number one, this flesh and blood that you have here, as long as you have flesh and blood that has earthly feeling and thinking, and in the case where the only people with a chance to develop to what we would consider to be perfect or almost perfect or the hybrid people. Nobody else. And a lot of the hybrid people are mentally contaminated. Bad, 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 bad. Whereas they don't read and understand, let's say, what the church is. How many African ethnic people, the white people call them black people. But the ethnic people, how many of them you think know a knowledge better than to go to church and believe in Jesus and God? There's hardly any of them that don't believe it. And we will only understand if we start to read about time when people were originated That's the only way we're going to know. So when we hear people reading Bible and talking about Bible and stuff like that, if you don't understand that there are some good places in the Bible where you can get good knowledge, but it is not what originates the knowledge that is in the world today, you will find yourself a preacher preaching what is not true according to history. History is the only thing that gives us a knowledge of where we come from. And if we know where we come from, we don't go to church. So somebody's going to say, so what do? You live according to how the history tells you. And the Bible is not history. Plain and simple. To the point where there is civilization in the world and the people who are running government are not civilized. How are they doing it? When they did not evolve talking and know anything civilized. Talk about the Bronze Age. What did the white people do in the Bronze Age? Do you know? They did criminal acts. These same sodomite white people that you see talking about the running government. With what? No heavenly guide. No blessings of the gods. Because they are sodomite faggots. The people who are running government in America. They faggots. They're homosexual. The World History textbook that tells us about where we're coming from say they were ape-like humans. Flat face, don't look good. And what did they end up doing? When they developed, like after 2 million years, they left Africa and went up into Europe and Asia. That's what the World History textbook says. It means all of them and their offspring, they are in Europe after they left Africa. They go to Europe and spread out into Asia as well. And in that Homo erectus state, in that second human development state, that's when they interbreed with Homo sapiens, Neanderthals. And going through that biological process, they lost the flat face, a funny nose, flat nose too, right? Yes, they lost that and put on a more developed human-like body and look like what a human being should look like. But when they did that, they didn't speak, but they look better, more, sexual attraction is usually, the thing that even animals is concerned about. I don't know if animals care about whether the other animal is good looking, because, animals don't really have the same context of good looks like human being, right? But it appears like they see attraction or just feel it. But what I'm trying to direct your mind to is that things have, we need to know about the interbreeding that the Homo erectus did when they come from the hominid the primary hominid, where they came from. 2 million years went by before they reached a level that they call Homo erectus. And that's the time they leave Africa, when they can make a fire and stuff like that. They left Africa and go up into Europe. Now, they couldn't talk all of that time, my friends. This is what the World History textbook says. And the reason why you see they are behaving hostile and hateful to the African people, it is because they defile the African people, these sodomite white people. And because they look as good as they do, they didn't look good after they were years in existence. 2 million years. You know, if you have $1 million, I mean, you know, you could live easily and don't bother worry yourself on that. If you have $1 million. If you're not gluttonous and, you know, want to have everything in the world, you know, $1 million can get you till you're dead. Yeah. You know, if it's funny, people are doing with a lot less than $1 million, get them by true life. No joke about that. The story about white people needs to be told. Let them go back where they come from. And people are scared to do that. Listen. When you talk about the presidency of the United States, you don't seem to understand what president of the United States is, because you don't read where these people are coming from in the World History textbook. You don't read it, so you don't know. Based on the fact that they are able to destroy the civilized people, basically that's what they did. Because who create the hybrid people are the gods, the Elohim, the Anunnakis. And you will disbelieve that because these white people tell you don't believe into that. Believe into the Bible that they fucking make. That's what they want you to do. Get into the church because that's where you get your brain infected concept. That never true. So you will accept them because they are the only people we know are homosexual and like to lick the body and fuck it and lick the penis too. They call that what? Philetia. If black people don't understand that white people, why they are sodomites. They fuck dog, they fuck anything with body. Okay? It's not that they don't fuck vagina too, but they don't do that with just human being. But especially fucking asshole, which they don't come to a sense yet to realize that the cavity that exit where you sit down on your, you know, on your, they call it, your two buns, that's not for fucking. But because they evolve, male and female, yeah. Well, you need to get the history to know how they evolve, right? So I'm not making a lecture on where nature come from that make the first human type of ape-like humans. But there is history to tell us all we need to know. But the point is, we are not reading the history that will enlighten us about
what transpired on earth before we came here. We don't want to know that, because these white people who get a jump start by interbreeding with a different species, that perfect civilization would come by. And that is the Homo sapien. Civilization come by Homo sapien. But the Neanderthal is Homo sapien offspring, yet still, they did not speak a language. They didn't build up no civilization and industries on earth. No, they didn't. They're dead and gone. But these white people interbreed and become their offspring too. These white people. But these white people get their homosexual nature from hominid. 2 million years, they developed that type of that nature, right? Because of their, their evolution. They are not supposed to spread their homosexuality to other species, but that's exactly what they did, and write a Bible and said, it's a talking serpent. Everything they do that's wrong to the African people, they blame it on a spirit god, a Holy Spirit, a god, a spirit that make Adam and Eve in a garden. They don't tell you where the garden is, but they say, make him out of the dust. Where is that place with the dust that created Adam and Eve? That's what these white people write in the Bible. Why we don't see that? And it doesn't, African people don't even care to know that. So they paralyze the brain of the African with the Bible and the church. I was in the church from a boy at 7 years of age. That's right. Right now, it's like a lion is inside of me, because intelligence, when you are enlightened, with intelligence, you read and you know what you're reading. It's different from when you're reading and you don't know what you're reading. My brother has a PhD, and before he straightened out the contradiction in history that tells him about the past, his brain is too infested with the Bible and the belief in it that he denies history. It's true. But he don't deny that his birth certificate is true, because he's like probably over 60, in his 60s now or something like that. And he doesn't put it together that his birth certificate is a historic document. He don't see that. But he has a PhD, and he's preaching to people about Jesus. Now, I'm glad that when the time came for, a consciousness to develop in my head, I was not that fanatical. I start to read words. I respect words. And when I trace word science process, which means the definitions that comes in words, that you need to understand these vocabulary words by their definitions and how you use them. But once you come up into the church and your mind is cemented with the conviction that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Look, bye. It is not likely, possible, but it is almost impossible that you will wake up to that knowledge to know that the God in the Bible is not a real character. The Bible make it all confusing for us to discover what the truth is, because they write several different things about God, like things that we should know the things in the Bible to be true about God, you don't see it. For example, the word that are written in the Bible that illustrating that God is perfect, we expect to see anything that is done be perfect, like God create mankind. We need to see that mankind is created perfect, like it says in Genesis, God said they were good. Everything he created was good. But how is this? How is it? Before Adam and Eve could even know what sex is, they are doing evil stuff already. Now, so that means they were not created right. They were not created right. To say that God tell them don't eat of this fruit and stuff like that. Look, eat of a fruit is different from putting glands and organs into them to live like humans. What fruit have to do to it? You don't think that the glands that secrete hormones that instruct us to do, you think that the fruit that they talk about that they shouldn't eat, do you think it has anything to do with the hormones and the organs that God put into Adam and Eve, according to the Bible? No. No. And today, now I have a caller in my chat room. Day Monday joined the conversation. Day Monday left the conversation. You see, as soon as I am making this point, this individual left the chat room. And, you know, I really, it's not that I feel angry or anything about that with this person, because I know what it is to have a conviction about a God in the Bible. This person who is most likely, if this person is not in a hurry to get somewhere and they have to go, I don't know, that could be the case too, but most likely when people hear an illustration about the Bible and the God of the Bible and the contradictions that makes it impossible for you to have good sense and continue to follow the Bible and think that the churches are put there by this God of the Bible. When you're not reading with clear understanding, you will be reading words and, you know, in a cluster with other words that's saying something, but a special word is there for you to look up the definition and understand well what you're reading, instead of just believe the whole thing that says something that you like and a certain word. I grew up in the church and I was not interested into certain things because I believe already, and that is cemented as the foundation of everything about God. I didn't see anything else as reality saving what is written in the Bible. God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. To me, that's all there is to it. You just need to keep the Ten Commandments. But that's not all there is to it, my friends. Because the people who write the Bible and give it to me and to everybody else to believe those God's story, you know, we take it like there is nothing else. And because they say that is the creator that said all the things that they're writing that are sodomite and homosexual character they're writing about, we don't see it as homosexual. But you see what they do? They are smart. When they put out the church out there all over the world, same story about God and a serpent and all them kind of things, they do not insist on many of the Christian entities to fuck us. No, they don't come and tell you to do that. They give you Jesus and the Lord and the Last Supper, washing of the saints' feet. That's what they give you. And that is inculcated into your brain. It is settled in your mind. You know, listen to nothing else, because they tell you if anybody come and preach any other gospel to you than which the Apostle Paul teach you, let them be accursed. And he repeated, let them be accursed. But listen, once we digest that and we have that conviction about God in the Garden of Eden, the door of our minds understand that is to be kept open so that we may be exposed to light and darkness. That door is shut. Your mind, and especially the way you are affected by it, if you just believe it, but you give attention to communication in general, you have a chance to start seeing something differently when you reason things out. You are likely to realize something and see conflict in what you were taught by studying words. But no words going to change you when your mind is already tainted and, you know, there's no vac, you know, it's like you have a vaccine that keep you no longer develop knowledge or understanding. You see, you are what do you call it now? You have taken in, you catch the virus of the Bible and believe it to such an extent that you don't have the capacity to read and judge anything. Because if somebody were to take a dictionary and read the Bible and show you that certain things that the Bible say cannot be true, you cannot digest that. And you call him Antichrist. You call him all kind of different things. You know what I mean? And condemn what is you condemn what makes sense. And hold on to what that don't make sense. Because guess what? Your mind is supposed to be saying that when you research a word in a communication, you should understand thoroughly what that communication says through the words that you read. But when you hang on to the Bible teaching that tells you something that the Sodomites, them who write the Bible, Iznik Turkey, Constantine First, you know, draft the first Bible. Listen, you're done. Your mind is done, because you will never be open unless a miracle happens, if the good Lord see that you want to know and they whisper to you into your brain and let you begin to, like, see, reason differently from your conviction in the church. I am shocked and surprised coming to know that the Bible is not written by no prophets. Okay? And the white people that we see among us are criminals. They don't have civilized sense. They're not supposed to be among us. They're not supposed to be among civilized people because they contaminate the civilized people. And few are left untouched that they can see and understand sound knowledge. White people don't have sound knowledge. And some of them have learned some knowledge, but they are coming from a species that was hate. Okay? They were a part of ape. Yet still, that's where the first human life began, looking like ape. Okay? And we have the process of the human development from hominid to Homo sapiens. And the only way you're going to understand what that means, you'll have to, like, either read it yourself or have somebody read it and able to explain it to you. Then you can go off and go do your research, you know, like you really should. You want to know for yourself. So if you hear somebody talking something and it is making some sense, you really want to go read it yourself too. You don't just believe it, because what if they're wrong? See what I mean? All right. Talking about the world that we are in is to just, when you know, is to talk the truth, and you're not afraid of anybody if you talk the truth. Because guess what? Them wrong, and you're right. Because the things that we believe in the Bible about God as a spirit, that's not true. And you can begin, if you begin to read and understand, you would come to a problem when you read certain things and face the reality in the world and what the Bible says about God is a spirit and the kind of language that God is using. It took me a stretch of time to read and comprehend and find out God's character in the Bible is a sodomite. Tell anybody that Timothy Aldred tell you that. Don't take up a baseball bat to hit me and beat me up or whatever. Don't do that. Face what I say. And don't do like a faggot who don't want no truth. I am telling you that the God in the Bible is not a tangible God. Because they might tell you, say, it's a spirit. And the reason why is these fucking ass white people tell you that God is a spirit is because they don't want you to know who they, white people, they don't want you to know that they are hominid from 3.5 million years ago. They don't want you to know that. They know when you believe in the God of the Bible and that he's a spirit, they go free, destroying the world like they started right at the Bronze Age. Okay? It took me a while. And look, I was a good kid, a boy, grow up, and, you know, and I was mindful about the Lord. Yeah, I did. And I never stopped believing in the God of the Bible until I came to a maturity in reading and associate myself intimately with words. I call it word science process. And the science part, well, you know what word is, right? When you're reading and you see a word, and you see the word circular. Circular. Like, in this case, Adam's calendar now referred to as Encke's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins. Now, what happens if you don't know what circular means? How much sense would you get out of that sentence? It goes on to say, stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines. Gold mines you're talking about. Left behind by a vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. So that word circular, if you don't know what circular means, how would you get full effect of this, of the sentence or the paragraph concerning the Adams calendar? How much? You know, it might not take away every meaning of the paragraph. However, there are other elements that you need to know, put with everything else that you understand from it. And that's what I'm talking about. Word science process. If you don't know certain words, what if you don't know what ancient means? Right? You see, it talks about stone ruins and ancient roads, agricultural terraces. If some of these words you don't, it's the first time you see it. Now, let's say you didn't know circular. You know what stone ruins, you probably know what stone ruins is. Stone ruins, you probably know that. But you probably don't know what ancient means. And you probably know what agricultural, you know what agricultural is. And when you talk about terraces, you probably don't know what terraces, right? Now, what if three of these words you don't know? But you just assume that, okay, when it talks about Adam's calendar, you just assume that you know, all right, you know what a calendar is and stuff like that. And you keep on reading, and you and flagship, you probably know what flagship is, right? But with one word you don't know, and the word is important to the, you know, the cohesiveness that is in the paragraph. If you don't know certain of these words, you will lose the essence or the sense of what you're reading fully. And this is what I am talking about. When you brought up in church and you believe Adam and Eve in a garden, and a serpent that come in and stuff, you won't even look and see God's behavior and think that, but God is a perfect God. You know, how is it these people come off like this? And if them are perfect, like other things that you see God make and it perfect, you know, if God make the earth and make the earth is spinning rotating and revolving, you know, over 5 billion years. So what about mankind? He's going to make a man and a woman and can make them good, that they should obey what he says. He cannot keep their mind on what he command them, because them they make with flaw, with failure. If God did make them perfect, just like how he made the woman's, you know, all the the sexual element of the woman, right, that people can't do without sex. Why is it that people can't do without sex? And a God make it so good that you can't do without it? Hello? Talk to me. You believe in that God where make sex you can't do without. But yet still, you don't hold that God perfect enough to make these two people to obey, don't eat the fruit. You don't think he make them up perfect enough to obey that? See, them cast the world to go into everlasting abomination. Because God wasn't perfect enough to make them. He make them so that their will sin against him. He never say that. You can't say that God didn't say that or know that they were going to sin. You can't put God, perfect God, in that position. Because there's no perfection in what that God did in making Adam and Eve. And God is lying. Because no sooner than you go to the third chapter dealing with the creation of these people, a serpent come in and fool them up and beguile them. You don't beguile somebody with the perfection of God's creation on them. But yet still, this is what people are convinced of. Does that make sense? God is not competent enough. You ever consider why the earth is moving in space? And it's not based on any physical thing that hold it up? You ever consider about that? If God can do that and all the planets above, man, you don't say, I mean, by now, no planet should have left up there. All of them should have collided long time ago. Program them, all right? According to the Bible, if God in the Bible do it, we should see the perfection of God in everything, not something. So if only with the man's glands and the woman's glands and hormones and stuff like that, those things don't work properly. Because mankind cannot stop sinning, adultery, and fucking ass and everything. So the white people is to put a low perceptive a low perception into people's brains. Because we are supposed to be taught as a child the truth. When we are taught the lie, it destroys the way we are supposed to think. You can't think the right thing, especially when it comes to important stuff. You are easily led astray. Even your own feeling, emotion, lead you astray. Because you are not properly taught to know how to master your own feelings. You don't do everything you feel like. No, you don't. None of us would prosper, have a good life, if we just follow our feelings. No, you have mental faculty to make distinction between one thing and the other thing. So that when you come now and you read that humanoid came first. Hominid, rather. The hominid came about first. And they were ape-like. That's what the science account in the World History textbook tells us. And it agrees with everything that we know as an account of mankind in certified historic context. Right? We don't have anything else that counteracts that. And they develop for 2 million years and come to a higher level, and they are called Homo erectus. But they don't speak. They don't speak a language. Now, the Bible that they write is to bypass the existence of the white people. That's why they wrote the Bible. It's to bypass the truth about themselves. So they want everybody else, the civilized people, to believe that they, white people, are sodomites, are God make themselves. It's not the God of the Bible make themselves, because there is no God of the Bible. They want you to think that, oh, there was no account of a spirit God like what they have in the Bible when they began to evolve. They don't want you to know that God in the Bible wasn't there. So they lie when they were on their way. But when did they lie? They lie after they were able to talk. But how did they get to talk after 3.5 million years? They never spoke, according to the science certified history. White people did not speak till after 3.5 million years. Now, how did they come to speak? They didn't do it naturally. White people never spoke naturally. They interbreed with another species, the Homo sapien. That's what they did. They don't know danger, and that's why they do it. Okay, but they collided with civilization because you have the Homo sapien that give rise to Homo sapiens sapiens. So the Neanderthal is Homo sapien, but they never spoke. They were pretty smart, but they did not get to perfect civilized humans. They did not. So who become perfect civilized humans? Are those created fertilization in vitro with the gods Elohim Anunnaki blood? It's not a God, spirit God in a Bible that make no Adam and Eve, not no Gosho. Okay? And I tell you what, if you bring Obama as smart as he is, he cannot contradict what I say. When he became president, you think he's a nice guy. You have that guy, what's his name? I forget what his name is. However, it was published widely that he gave an account before some senators that tells a story about his sodomite lovemaking with Obama before he became president, right? Sinclair, I think he's Sinclair. However, it's there in video right now on YouTube. Okay. I don't know if they put it into some secret place or something like that, but it has been out there. That's how I come to see it. Obama, the guy told it because he became interested into Obama after they had the love affair. That was before he became president. He saw Obama running for presidency. That is in post time. Of the both of them fuck up with each other, okay? Sodomy. And take drugs together. And when he heard Obama lied that he never take drugs, he was infuriated about it. And that's how he came to give an account of it before some senators. He push hard and use an attorney and come and make a presentation of his and Obama, homosexual love relationship. But they never go on as friends, but it's just a one-time thing. This guy testified that he's a criminal and he's a sad homosexual. He don't hide it. And that he's in trouble with the law as well. And he spew everything about himself. And when they ask him question about himself, they weren't able to trap him or trick him in anything because he was serious. And you don't expect somebody, even if they are crazy, they would not go to that length to bring anything they're thinking before the congressional people. Right? And in great details. Denouncing his very own character to let them know what happened between he and Obama. Right? In a limousine. Obama, when he became president, he did worse. Now, we take him as a black man. Obama is not a black man. He's a Yamnaya culture sodomite. His father is a Kenya man. Right? So him coming straight in line, you see, straight in line from the hominid, flat-faced Kenya man. But in this case, not his father is the flat face, because the father is a African ethnic person, right? But now Obama has a white mother. But I can assure you that his mother is not pure Homo erectus. She's not just pure homonym, whose ancestry go back 3.5 million years. His mother has to be a Yamnaya culture, the sodomite culture. Okay? So Obama became president, and the reason why Obama became president is simply because he has white origin. He didn't just come in president like that. All these other guys, black guys, who could easily become president, they never become no president, because these white people don't really want real African people to become president. They have a lot at stake. White people have a lot at stake. They're here and they're now, they're praying for the day African hybrid people forget who they are and take them as one of themselves. That's what they want, because they want everybody to become sodomite. Nothing in the Bible to make you anything else but a sodomite. What I'm saying is a fact. So you can go to church as much as you want and love Jesus. Go learn to read good, because there's no place in the New Testament fulfill a prophecy of any other prophet, but particular Isaiah prophet, who tell you exactly what should fulfill the prophecy. And you don't find none of it into the New Testament. No fulfillment in the New Testament. But yet still, you don't want to hear about the fact. You don't want to hear about the fact of history concerning the African creation. But the world history, science reporting on human creation, you don't have anything to worry about it, because it is telling you in the world history textbook, it's not the Bible, it's world history that tell you about the record of the past. What you want to, with that? What you have gripe with that? Record of the past in a world history textbook. right? And you hold on to Jesus. And none of those things are true. You're holding on to something that Sodomite created, and you believe it, that is true. Me did believe it all that long time too, say that was true. But there are contradictions in the Bible that if you're reading with a sound mind, if you're really, really sane at this time and not affected with Bible lies, you would see no wise men follow a star to see any baby. You would realize that there is no virgin birth that brings forth a Christ. You would know that no Jesus Christ go before Pilate. If anybody went to anybody them called Pilate, it was not a white man. It's not European. Okay? European were invading the African territory in Palestine. A lot of them. And fight a war between 66 AD, the calendar that these Sodomites created. It is not ours. It don't belong in African territory. If you want to know the truth, that's the truth. They're making lunatic calendar. That is the moon calendar. We don't have nothing like a moon calendar because moon calendar don't affect the hybrid blood. The hybrid that the gods create with their blood and Homo sapien blood, mixed blood. We are the mixed ones. Okay? What the World History textbook is telling us about the first hominid to the first civilized human, two different species. You have to look, it is because I have an interest in the way the human world came about, and I don't read as good as a lot of people, but because I have interest into the basics of things, that's why I get to find out so much, because I pursue that. And I don't go out of what I can understand. I stick with what I am able to read and understand. So what I'm telling you is that every word that I am reading must join and be relevant with the next word, okay? And this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not trying to make nobody any believer. What I'm trying to tell you may sound so strange, but it was strange to me too. Until I read and understand, I don't have no other choice but the sound word that tells you something, and you can look around and say, okay, I can see that is true. But church don't have anything that you can say it is true. The very tongues that you're speaking, you can't say it's true because you don't know what you're talking about. And even the Bible tells you that too. You see, that you must be able to interpret what you're speaking. But how many people you see attempt to interpret what they speak in their tongues? How many of them you see do it? You know, it doesn't make any sense. You see what I mean? And you go on with Pharaoh that killed a 2-year-and-a-half boy baby because the wise men never come back to him. None of those things happen. None of them happen. And you want to come here and tell me that it did happen? Come. You have time. And the number to call me, I give you opportunity to talk anything you want to talk right now. Okay? I'll stop what I'm saying and give you an opportunity to prove me wrong, man. Don't do like some of them faggots that come on this program and they don't know nothing good to say. They want to tell you how they have sex in the honors. That's what they would, they come on my show and begin to do. You see, want to tell you, you know, because they don't have anything else. You see, they are full of you know, I mean, maggot and putrefying sores, pus running out of their minds. You hear it in their words. Okay? I mean, they're devoid of civilized sense. But that's what the Bible is all about, though. Right? That's what Genesis is all about. It's talking nonsense. And you can't find a God that is perfect in no part of Genesis, no part of the Bible. God tell his son, Jesus Christ. You know, this is what these sodomites are writing. Okay? And you see the character of Jesus with 12 disciples. Do you know how Jesus come by 12 disciples? Now, the Bible says that God sent his son into the world, right, to die for sins. All right? God tell him exactly what to do in raising up the church, right? You have to say yes to that. You can't back out of that. Now, wait a minute now. Why did he have 12 disciples? Now, you know why? Since Jesus didn't proclaim to come on his own, he was predestined by his father to come. This is what these white people are telling black people in a Bible, right? And have us relegated under that old bunch of muck. We don't make no sense. And you will forever be loving Jesus. Because guess what? You have to have first a good sense of words to get out of the bondage of the church. Okay? Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I will move on to the next segment. And then I think I'll come back to the issue that I am addressing as a background. But let's go to the midsection. And for the people who are African hybrid ethnic people, it's up to you to hunt down the truth. And if you are pleased with white people ruling over black people, I saw them call us black people, but you will have a different kind of perception when you understand who the white people are and what they are doing, why they are, you know, why they have put themselves in the position that they're in, and why Africa doesn't pay the African people any attention that migrate to the West and different, you know, different places. Why African Union government don't pay them no attention? Why they allow these sodomite people to actually use slavery to build up themselves? And today they have the billions and billions of dollars. But they're giving Africa some of it. Did you know that? All right. And if you know that, what do you intend to do about that? You don't have nothing to do about it. I am doing something about it. Because what I'm telling you right now is the truth. And they can't stand it. They start to burn when they hear these kind of stuff. And you have tornado out there liquidating them, right? So what I'm going to tell you, it is only the gods that causes us to be here alive today. Nobody else but them, right? And I don't think there is any other source but them. Regardless of what we are suffering because our people go led on and fuck with these sodomites who couldn't talk. It's after they fuck with our people, they start talking. That's true. They wrote the Bible, and we think, and them write the Bible. We think a God inspire wise men to write the Bible, not Nagasa. Okay? And what you're reading in a Bible that you cannot unravel about a talking serpent. It is these fucking homosexuals 3.5 million years in existence. Okay? They are the talking serpent. Okay? And tell me if they don't infest all of our territory with their homosexuality. And say they are Romans. They say they are all kind of different things. And we don't know. The very evil that they do to be where they are, black people don't know, because they use the Bible to cover up everything and make you think that you know, the blood of Jesus saved you. But listen, the tornadoes. Don't forget the tornadoes, because, you know, the tornadoes are doing a work that the gods uses. The gods use their power to spin the wind and to do awful things to those who come against them. The gods destroy what is not pleasing to their goodwill for life on earth. They are the ones that dress up the earth to make life what it is. These sodomites who come interbreed with Neanderthals will be wiped out. Okay? When you see the tornadoes run like 200 years and liquidate where they live and leave nothing left for them to survive, but they have money, the Sodomite government will rebuild for them. And the churches are being destroyed and they are rebuilding it because they want it for their Sodomite God of the Bible to claim, to make an excuse, you know, for to divert from the truth. You see, I'm telling you about God who make Adam and Eve and the history about Adam and Eve. They will not read to you. So they take extracts that taste bad and can't carry you nowhere. That's what they are dealing with. Okay? But they will be destroyed. It's written. Even in the very Bible it is recorded. Yeah, and if you read good, you will find it. Go Deuteronomy 28. Right? I'm telling you that, you know, just like you go out, you're driving a car, and you crash, you know, and broke up all a lot of your bones and stuff like that. You don't know if you will survive, but yet still, you were okay before you get in the crash. You don't know what is going to happen. You want to be in the right state of mind and living the right life in order to have mercy to make your life be prosperous, right? What I'm telling you right now is to make your life prosperous, because as ugly as some of the things I'm telling you, it is because it's true. Did any Herod send out his army to go out and kill 2 years and under boys because the wise men did not come back to him? Is that true? Can you read that scripture to me? Come on this show and read the scripture that proves that wise men did not come back to Herod, and Herod sent out his people to kill boys 2 years and under because they did not come back. Come read the scripture and prove it to the world that is true. Come read the scripture that when God said he made good humans, Adam and Eve, he made them perfect. Come read the scripture to show that. Read the scripture to prove that some Mary had a virgin child. Come read the scripture to say that. And then we will get a good look at who the God of the Bible really is. White people are sodomites from, you know, going back 3.5 million years ago. They've been sodomites. And now they want the entire world to be sodomites. That's why they have Christianity, because Christianity has nothing to do with civilization. Nothing whatsoever. So you can hold on to what they have to comfort your mind about AD Anno Domini. Read the scripture and show the world what AD Anno Domini is based on. Okay? Not just about a pope asks Dionysus Yogos to make a calendar. Not just that. Read it in the Bible and show the fact. Like, oh, I read World History textbook all the time. You see what I mean? I do that. Almost every show, I am reading something that comes from history, prehistory primarily, and any other real history, right? As long as it's real history, whether it's saying good or saying bad, right? It's not fables. It's not fake stuff I'm dealing with. Come read the Bible. I read the World History textbook and show the world what this guy is saying is not true. I'll give you an opportunity to do it. All right? Anytime the gods is going to send a catastrophe and wipe you out or just do serious things that your life don't worthwhile anymore, you will know the reason why. All right. Now, concerning what people are doing and don't care about the truth, you're accepting white people like them are Christian, and Christianity is nothing more than what the sodomite fucking ass of them do. They set up the church. Christianity is what they set up. And you think that Christianity is something good. Christianity is fucking ass establishment. Okay? So not because you think that the Roman Catholic is you think it's a different branch of church. No, listen. Pope apologized for sins of Catholic. The Roman Catholic is the first institution of church by sodomites. Christianity is not anything real. You know what I mean? And as long as I have been, you know, reading history and reading the Bible and show people, people don't want no part of that. And for so much of them, at least there should be one to stand up. Because it's only me. It's not like I have a group of people here. We all are going to gang up on anybody. It's just me. So if I am offering the opportunity to come in here and talk with me, nobody else will interfere. Okay? Are going to see these sodomite people in Washington. You won't want to see where they're going to end up. Look at what they're doing, right? On all the TV network and all this that they're going on with. Listen, this country don't belong to sodomite people. Europe belongs to them. And I don't know of anybody who's going there and trying to kick them out of Europe. But I am telling you, to evacuate all of the African territories, right? And I may sound like, a lone wolf, but I'm telling you the truth, what I read in history and in the Bible. And you can stay there living in hope, so you die in conscience ring with these sodomite white people. It's only money that they have in their hand doing what they're doing. I am telling you the truth about what I observe as a civilized world is written in the World Literature Textbook, and you can use the Bible to show and demonstrate that the world history is telling the truth, not the Bible, in this respect. Okay? You see what is going on. If you're reading well, you will understand that the African people been in America before they come in and begin to kill them off. These white people come here and begin to kill, lynch, and do whatever they want to do with the African people and treat us like we are nobodies, because our people in antiquity go allow them to fuck them and get children that speak. Those children speak or spoke because of the blood that come from us that makes us hybrid, the Elohim blood. That's why they have a speaking, generation. They have a speaking generation because 100,000 years ago, they begin to interbreed with the African hybrid people and get talking babies. I mean, I didn't mean that they were talking as a baby, but they start talking just as much as the real hybrid people, children, began to talk. Okay? But you got to know the story. Know the story, because your boat is going to capsize with you for lack of the truth. It's not easy for me to live the way I want to live. It's not easy. But I have to fight. I have to decide to die before I drop into that whole bunch of faggot world that is out there. Okay? Really. I will have to be kept from that, because you know what? I can only be tempted so much, so long, and stuff like that. My mind is going to rotate. I'm going to feel better. So just hang on into what you discern to be the truth and live the right way. That's it. You see what I mean? If at all that the Elohims, they look down on us and regard us, they're not going to bring a tornado and destroy you. You think no? Because those who live here before these faggots come here and begin to talk about doing all their dirty, unlawful, unkingship stuff, they don't belong to kingship government. You see? And all of what they are doing, they are headed to the point where it's over for them. You see? Because now you can see they lose their senses. Look at Trump. You think Trump is aware, really aware of what he's doing? You know, to a certain extent. He's connected to a certain extent. But he's a Nam Naya. Sodomite. Why he's talking? His ancestors never talked for 3.5 years. So every one of them that you see talking, from Biden, all of them, Nixon, all of them, they are talking because they are interbreed with our species. Okay? That's it. Now, bring somebody on here. I'm not telling the truth. I tell the truth. I'm on the right side of history. The pastor hid in a closet with his wife while tornado destroy pastor, hid in a closet while his wife. No, he hid, the pastor of the church hid in a closet with his wife. I guess they didn't have any children, or if the children someplace else. But he hid in a closet with his wife while tornado destroyed the church. Him never going to stay out there or, you know, ask the Lord to, like, have mercy on them. He hid. Because guess what? The Lord is passing through, and the Lord is not trying to spare him. If he had some place to go in the closet, you know, it is time for he to realize that the Lord is not with him nor his church. Now, if he want to be a remnant, or if he is a remnant, he need to throw the Bible with Genesis creation story out, because there is no truth about God curse Adam and Eve in the garden. The curse is, if there, the curse that is issued is in Deuteronomy 28. And that is because the African people interbreed with them and bring forth Yamnaya culture, people who talk. You see what I mean? They come to us to get talking going on so that they can do other things that they want. And no sooner than they build up themselves over the past 12,000 years and right down to 509 BC. They pull out of a coup on the king in Rome, Lucius Tarquinius. They pull off a coup and start calling themselves by his name or his title. Until this day, African people believe that these white people are Romans and not Nagasa. If you read the history, you'll find out. So now, they have reached to certain height with their homosexual agenda. That's all their agenda is. African people, wake up, because the only agenda white people have is sodomy as an agenda, because no Jesus ever existed, no God ever existed to curse Adam and Eve in any garden. It doesn't happen. It just did not happen. So now, with so many African people lost their senses, the God is showing a sign with these tornadoes. And you see, nothing is left. And in a lot of the instances with these tornadoes, nothing is left to live on, but they go back and rebuild, right? Well, keep on doing the same thing, for which you are warned, tornadoes are a warning to sodomites. Are a warning. Right? So you and your dog fucking, and dog is just about a wife or an husband to the woman, them too, because they are doing it too. Look, they don't belong among us. Read the history, you know, that they don't belong among us. But Africa over there, give us to them. Well, Africa is not the gods. The gods are the gods. The gods give us kingship government to carry on a peaceful, orderly world. These sodomites come in and they give us over to these sodomites and say, all right, go ahead, do your thing. Kill them, do whatever you want. You know, I mean, drive out the king, take everything and go on. That's a plan. And we will sustain you. Like they don't have the world richest continent. Why are African leaders taking money from the United States. Do you know? You don't know. You don't know because them turn you fool from 100,000 years ago. Our ancestors, you know, sucked the sour grape and, you know, enedge the posterity teeth. So a lot of things going on now that we must know, we don't know because we are demented by these white people that we uphold as people of the highest order of life. They must have the might, you know. You know what I mean? But you tend to forget that. They are homosexuals. And their agenda with the Bible is to turn every Christian into sodomite. Gradually, you will get there. That's what they're doing. Gradually. So, listen to this. Governor Andy Beshear talks about the tornado Sunday in Graves County. Why do they call this Graves County? G-R-A-V-E-S. Graves. Isn't G-R-A-V-E-S Graves? Why do they call it Graves County? They have a lot of graves in that county? I think I know how to spell the word grave. And if you put an S on it, gravestone, grave disease, grave site, grave disease symptom. That's what the church is. Grave disease symptom. Grave. Grave into grave. Graves into garden relics. Grave build. Graves into garden. Live album by ever. What? By Elviton. Right? Live album by Elviton Worship. Graves, Gilbert. Graves, disease eyes. Right? A grave is a location where a dead body is buried or entered after a funeral. Graves are usually located in special areas set aside for the purpose of burial, such as graveyards or cemeteries. Okay, I take a little short break there because I needed to. But I'm back now. I hope my nostril is cleared up. All right, so now we are talking that this place, Governor Andy Beshear talks about the tornado Sunday, I guess where the pastor was hiding in the hiding in the closet with his wife. Yeah, so Governor Andy Beshear talks about the tornado Sunday in Graves County. Why they name it Graves County? Mayfield Candle Factory survivor. This tornado would have taken out the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower. I guess that's what he says, he talks about the tornado Sunday, right? So he said, Mayfield Candle Factory survivor. Oh, okay. This is a Mayfield Candle Factory survivor, said, this tornado could taken out the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower is a wrought iron lattice tower on the Camp de Mars in Paris. It is named after the engineer Taves Eiffel. All right. Chelsea Logue. Chelsea Logue describes when tornado tore through the Mayfield Consumer Product Candle Factory, where she was working last Friday. Matt Stone, Louisville Courier Journal. So, after all, does prehistory tells us about the human civilized life on Earth? What does it say about the Elohim and the forces of nature and the fact of the civilized hybrid people existence? What does it say? It also said gods and goddesses were also believed to be crucial to a community's success. Why tornadoes not in Africa, except in South Africa, where white sodomites presumptuously ruled over the Elohim hybrid people? It is observable that since the uncivilized evil interbreeding of the European with Homo erectus with the hybrid African people and the invasion patient of America with a D and a Domini fraudulent law, kill, banish, banishment, kill, banishment, and confiscation of property. Tornadoes, frequently, to this day, as blunt sign the sodomite. Criminals are not wanted here. So it says, the invasion, talking about It is observable that since the uncivilized evil interbreed, he says, it is observable that since the uncivilized evil interbreeding of the European white hominid erectus with the hybrid African people and the invasion, occupation of America with the AD, Anno Domini, fraudulent law, kill, banishment, and confiscation of property, tornado quenched to this day. As blunt sign, the sodomite, the sodomite criminals are not wanted here. That's what the sign is all about. You're not wanted here. It happened over and over and over again. But you're moving forward to where you're not going to have another time. There is going to be the last time. Now, it says, where are we? Now, they in no uncertain terms the Bible Spirit God and Jesus Christ not found. So who is sending fierce EF 5 tornadoes? Who's sending it? Because the God should be protecting people, right? Not to send flood or tornado or hurricane to destroy his people and blow down their church buildings, you know what I mean? Liquidating the sodomites, unlawful settlement among the forbidden creation of Elohim hybrid people. And my friends, that's all that I have to tell you today. Yes. Yes. Now, my friends, listen. I have to talk what my conscience be a witness to. And remember, you're not going to get a bell ring when the Elohim is going to move you out of existence. Because this is earth, and they come and prepare the earth and set a government. And these faggots, white people, come and decide that, oh, they're going to fool the earth of sodomy. And they want to take it up into space and everything like that. My friends, I talked to you today like many, many times before. Listen, make A, why the sunshine, okay? Now, if what I say cannot be identified as the truth, come and tell me the truth is. Come, let's have a chat. I am not ever going to get weary in well-doing, but I'm ready to show you the bunch of stuff in the Bible that ain't true, that don't call for your interest or your devotion. Because everything is going toward these white people benefit. They want all the wealth they can get and show off on African people. That's it. So I've said enough for today. And remember, my arms are open to anyone who wants to come in this program and, you know, say what you have to say. But do not allow these faggots to tell you that they have government, because they don't have any government at all. They can't make government. Remember the reason I told you that history says, and there was nobody else to say anything. Why they are talking? They get talking from people with blood that make them talk, because they didn't have the blood to make nobody talk. They needed to talk by somebody who have blood, and that's what they did. Now, let somebody tell me that is not true. And if what I'm saying is true, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? All these white people now let us be convinced that they are nice people? No, stop that. So my friends, I don't know of anything else that is worthy of our time and existence. It's not the church, my friend. I'm shocked. I didn't know that I would discover stuff like this. And I'm telling you, take good care. Have a great day. I didn't know that I would discover these things. And it is difficult for a lot of people to gain the perception to see the difference between what words are saying when it comes to our existence. And so, be blessed with the truth. And it's nobody's business but yours, mine, and theirs, okay? And we must decide what is true. And if you don't have head to decide what is true, you believe foolishness and you perish. Your spirit will perish. That's what I read. Take good care. And I play you out a tune as we go out there. And let's see. It is the fools that die for want of wisdom. Clearly now. Now, I tell you some things, and, you know, if you don't see clearly, I'm always here to answer your question. Come into the program, and, you know, like I gave you the number, 347-850-1358. Listen, I don't have anything else that is rewarding or I am looking forward to. I hope to get something in my lifetime that makes me more joyable than ever. Right now, I am content with what I know so far, but there are additions of great experience, lifetime, that can happen. And I would like to see some of them. But there is no turning off anywhere as far as I'm concerned. I don't want no distress to spoil my thinking. I want to remain with what my conscious mind tells me and identify and endorse as the truth on the planet. That's all there is to it. Now, Johnny Nash sings, "I can see clearly now." When you begin to read and understand what history says about our origin, you can sing this song. I can see clearly now. Okay? The rain, the clouds are gone, right?
Can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a Mm-hmm.